Okay, this is InterCity Press's first podcast for today, Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. Here in the Southern District of New York Courthouse, we're covering the U.S. versus Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And this morning, after the excusing of one of the alternate jurors who had a trip that they couldn't or wouldn't move between Christmas and New Year's, and Judge Nathan said the trial will go forward in that week, at least 3 days. So the juror was excluded. The Maxwell team wanted to know which juror, but we got the number, and they got the number, but after the decision was made. In any event, Epstein's longtime pilot, Mr. Larry Visosky, has continued on direct, and in fact, just now the cross-examination began with a question from Maxwell's lawyer, Everdell, whether Mr. Epstein allowed Visosky to walk through the cabin to use the restroom. Visosky said, yes, he did, and because sometimes you got to go, like now. So Judge Nathan called a break. But the purpose of the direct examination by Maureen Comey seems to have been to kind of lay out the stage. He described, you know, the Manhattan townhouse, Little St. James Island, the Zorro Ranch. He seemed to really be kind of an Epstein groupie in terms of his tone of voice. Or really, maybe he's just a Visosky groupie. He's very proud of his video home theater installations in all of the various properties. He described Virginia Roberts, that would be Virginia Dufresne, as a dirty blonde hair. Interlaken Center for the Arts came up. And a sealed exhibit about a person I've flown on the plane. Exhibits have started coming in. We're going to try to put them up. Some exhibits will be sealed. Now, I guess here's the thing. As InterCity Press, we totally respect, that people shouldn't be shamed and that there should be an ability to testify about these things anonymously. The thing is that it sort of throws casts a pall over the whole trial. Like, that's one thing. But I know for a fact that both the prosecution often here, exhibits are withheld, not really to protect anyone in particular, just to sort of protect the process or lead to a lack of accountability. And that, these are things that we seek to unseal. We actually, in the letters that we've submitted to the court, seeking a call-in line that we still think should be restarted, particularly in light of Omicron variant of the COVID, which bans travelers from whole countries on the African continent that were visited by this same Lolita Express. Whether Visosky was the pilot, I don't know. Hasn't come up yet. We've made also a request to unseal some of these exhibits, and it hasn't happened. It seems to be they come out in drips and drabs. Seems like the court, I'm being very court polite here, the court seems to believe that they're, you know, the final arbiter and entirely pro-transparency on deletions. I believe in the adversarial system. I think that the press and public should be heard about these things being withheld. But that's just me. Okay, so this is the first of what should be in several this today of these podcasts. This is yet, I think that the hopefully, just in terms of truth-finding or drama, Everdell will move beyond bathroom visits into more cross-examination, and we will cover it. That's, I just want to be clear. It's not meant to trigger anyone. It's not meant to offend anyone, but it's, we think there should have been a call online so everyone could hear it, but people should know how it works, what's said, and just because we report what's said doesn't mean that we agree with it, but it should be known this is what is said, and this is what's been said here. The only party here saying nothing is the United Nations. It still refuses to explain why Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General, had a representative on the board of the Terramar Foundation of Ghislaine Maxwell and himself covers up child rapes by UN peacekeepers, refusing to answer the press's questions. To be continued. InterCity Press, Court Gate Cast, Matthew Russell Lee.